Title of this solo podcast is What is Life? It's very difficult to know what precisely life is. Is it the events that occur in a human being's life? Is that life? Is it how he feels? Is it his accomplishments, his failures, how his children turn out, what his family life is like? From what angle can one view something? And this is the difficult thing about everything, is that there's so many angles. There's no clear guide to anything. One can view anything at all from any perspective. The mind is infinite. It travels to all domains in a flash. In an instant, we are told by society that we should do this and that, and we should view life from this perspective, and that life is about happiness, or life is about helping other people. But even if you look at the standpoint of, or the viewpoint of helping other people, what is that but a chance to make oneself feel good? So there's nothing negative or positive about any of these things. The question is, what is the truth? Is life all about wanting to feel good? Because that seems to be the driving force behind the fundamental existence of man, is the desire to feel good. I wish to succeed so that I may feel good. I wish to become wealthy so that I may feel good. I wish to help others so that I may feel that I'm a benevolent individual and that I have done for my fellow man. I wish to be kind to others so that I can gain a sense of moral correctness. So everything is related to an ulterior motive of wanting to feel good. And really, I grow tired of sometimes mentioning these disclaimers. But there's no negative or positive here. There's no right and wrong. There's no good and bad. It isn't wrong or negative to want to feel good. It's an examination of the truth. Well, what is it that life fundamentally, in its ultimate grainy reality, what is it? I think it's a falling leaf. I think it's a river that flows toward the ocean without having any interest in arriving at the ocean, nor any interest in being proud of its effort of moving towards the ocean. I think it's the wind that blows, a knock on the door, a clapping of one's hands. Anything and everything that has nothing at all to do with the intellect, that is life. Anything at all that does not involve the domain of thought and thinking, or strategizing, or intentionality, or wanting to achieve, or hoping to provide, or desiring to gain, or needing to give, where there are not even the seeds of rules, where there isn't even the shadow of a hope, where what is is, and there is no opinion about what is. What is life? It's the ringing of a bell. That's one's entire life. There is no significance to anything. And the reason that there is no significance to anything is because nothing lasts. There cannot be anything significant about something that does not last. An emotion arrives today and it leaves the very next minute. A success arrives today and it fails to have an impact after a few weeks or a few days. There is a constant need for replenishment, a constant need to replace what has disappeared. Therefore, there is nothing permanent. Everything in this life is temporary. Therefore, how can it have any significance? Nothing can have a weight. W-E-I-G-H-T. Nothing can have a weight if it is here only for a moment. I think one of the central myths that leads humans astray is once again something that is so invisible, like prescriptions, that it is never even thought to be examined, and that is the need to become happy. And whenever I say anything, it is it will be natural, it will be a natural reflexive tendency of your mind to immediately jump to the opposite. So if I say that a myth that leads man astray is the need to be happy, the mind will often immediately jump to, well, then should I be sad? And happiness and sadness, joy and misery are all the same, because they only exist because of the other. There would be no need for happiness if there was no misery. So they are interdependent, and because they are interdependent, they cannot survive in their own soil. When one thing requires another, then it doesn't in fact exist. It is only a reaction to. It is spawned by. Something that is real, something that is true, exists of its own domain. It needs no support. It requires no explanation. It is truth. It is solid. It is incontrovertible. It depends upon no one and nothing. So, what is life? Like all things, I think that one arrives at the truth by way of negation, by way of elimination, by way of subtraction. And when all the things that one has believed to be significant and all the beliefs that one has had are removed, when they are seen through, when they are recognized as a whim of the mind and an imbibement of societal influence, then the amorphous and unspeakable, nameless non-entity that remains is the closest thing to the truth. While there is everything in this life, it is all a mirage. It's passing clouds. It's one explosion after another. It's sound that comes and goes. And we as humans get in the way. And as we get in the way, we feel as if it is happening to us. But in reality, things happen in the vicinity of ourselves. They do not really happen to us because there really is no us for them to happen to. I think it's very important not to attempt to read into my words, because if you do, then you will fall into the trap of intellectualization. The words must have a communion with one's interiority without being touched by the filtering mechanism of the mind. For the filtering mechanism of the mind will repackage them into untruth. It will repackage them into ideas to analyze and philosophize about. And this will lead to questions that are based largely in intellectual gymnastics. And this is precisely the habit of the mind, because it recognizes that when a human hears truth, its job is to remove him as quickly as possible from that truth in order to keep it within its domain of the mind. Whatever gets through, and what does not, there is no need from my end for things to get through, as there, it would be best if there was no need for you to need to allow things to get through. Whatever the communion is, it is. Whatever the chemical reaction that takes place between two elements takes place. Involvement is interference. So what is life? It's nothing and everything. And all the things that one has thought that his life really was, it really is not. Good night.